Good news from Leinster House today, with no ifs or buts. I should add, this is good news about the past, and especially for anyone who's interested in Irish history and would like to find out more online. We're joined by Mark Mulqueen, Head of Communications at the Houses of the Oireachtas. Mark, good morning.
How are you doing, Colin?
This is a treasure trove that you're going to put online from today. Tell us about it.
It is indeed, yeah. It's from this evening, the Ciarán Cóirle, Sean Barrett, Chairman of the Oireachtas Commission, will launch the new online public access catalogue to our Parliament, the House of the Oireachtas. Essentially, it's 80,000 documents and more, images, etc. But 70,000 being the documents laid before our Parliament since independence, which I think is very interesting and we can talk about. But even more interesting is the 10,000 that came from the previous administration from Dublin Castle and was handed over, quite civilly, I suppose, at the point of independence, to the Irish state.
That was very nice of them. Pre-1922 we're talking about. How far back?
Back to the 16th century.
Give us an example.
Well, there is everything there. It is so broad-ranging. But when the site goes online this evening, to help people, I suppose, get a taste and appreciation of it, there'll be three online exhibitions. One on maps and mapping, which is particularly the oldest material. Second, Ireland and the Crown, just capturing the administrative perspective from Dublin Castle throughout those centuries. And then building modern Ireland, the story, I suppose, of nation-building from a state perspective, at least. But going back to the early stuff, you have maps, you have the programme of the opening of the Royal College of Science in Dublin in 1911, for instance, and setting out the detail of how King George and Queen Mary will arrive on the 8th of July to open this fantastic new facility, which is now obviously the home of government buildings on Merrion Street. So, but you're going right across to regional maps, and the tone of all of that material is interesting from the point of view that it's very clearly, to a degree, an outpost of an empire looking onto the inward into Ireland, and also with a note on its masters back at home in London.
Now, since 1922, everyone would be obviously aware of the Oireachtas debates. Yep. But you're talking about an awful lot of reports and documents that, as you say, were laid before the Oireachtas. So what kind of thing will we be able to see from today?
Yeah, and you know, it's past, present and future, because this initiative, which is the initiative of the Library of the Oireachtas of the Parliament, and it was very progressive for that, basically means that all documents that are laid before Parliament, which is all sorts of things, you know, the annual accounts, the annual reports, inquiries, for instance, most likely the next inquiry report will be the Smittick inquiry, are by their very nature, if they're established to report back to Parliament, they physically do so by laying their documents before the Oireachtas, so they're laid into the library physically and now electronically. But we will be quite ahead of other parliaments in Western Europe, certainly. Only the Congress and the States would be an equivalent in terms of making this collection accessible.
It's not just about the past.
Yeah.
It's about literally when an Oireachtas committee chairperson comes in here to talk about their report on a particular topic, a listener can go straight to this Oireachtas website and it'll be there.
Straight, yeah, because they'll now be laid electronically. So if you're a department, you know, with a plan for something. I mean, some of the stuff coming from the 20th century, the original proposal for Shannon Airport, the designs, the sketching out of the idea of the first, what became the first duty-free in the world. But the thinking's kind of pre that, the concept, do you know what I mean, and the proposal in writing at the time.
And just to be clear, Mark, before you go, we're not talking about a catalogue. We're actually talking about being able to read all or see all of these documents.
No, it's amazing. I've been, you know, delving into it all evening or last night, and it's all there. It's all scanned in, all digitised, all cleaned, gathered over a couple of years by the library. Well, 80,000 documents, and it's a great achievement. And it really is a resource, indeed, to journalists in the future as well, because...
Indeed, and I'm thinking of students, history students doing a special topic for the leaving, any number of people. Anyway, we'll have to leave it there, but we're very grateful to you for telling us about it. So it sounds like a terrific piece of work. Mark Mulqueen of the Houses of the Oireachtas. All you have to do is go to oireachtas.ie.